AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Islamic State militants have taken control of parts of the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra, posing threats to the city's ancient ruins and its residents after weeks of intense fighting. Palmyra has been a major target for the militants due to its historic relics and closeness to oil fields. A suspect being sought by police for an Omaha shooting opened fire on officers. Police returned gunfire in a shootout that left one officer and the suspect dead. Police Chief Todd Schmiderer.
Gunshots were exchanged between the suspect and the officers. At this time, Officer Carrie Orozco was struck by gunfire.
Orozco was a 7-year veteran of the department. She was also a new mother with a premature baby who was in an Omaha hospital. When gunfire erupted outside a Texas restaurant, most of the motorcycle riders watching the confrontation immediately ran away from the shooting. According to restaurant security video shown to the Associated Press, only one of the dozens of bikers was seen firing a gun from the patio of the Twin Peaks restaurant, where 9 people were killed. Some bikers have complained that police acted too hastily in making arrests and scooped up riders who had nothing to do with the violence. The fate of the government's bulk collection of Americans' phone records is unclear following an FBI warning, House-Senate disagreements, and more than 10 hours of criticisms by a GOP presidential candidate.
I will not let the Patriot Act, the most unpatriotic of acts, go unchallenged.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky dominated the Senate floor from 1:18 to 11:49 p.m. to decry the NSA's mass collection of phone data without warrants. More than 6,000 gallons of oil has been raked, skimmed, and vacuumed from a spill that stretches across 9 miles of California coast in a cleanup effort that's now going 24 hours a day. This is AP Radio News. Astronaut and former Senator John Glenn says he sees no contradiction between believing in God and believing in evolution.
In his 1998 shuttle flight, Glenn said from space that to look out at this kind of creation out here and not believe in God is to me impossible. Now 93, with fading eyesight and hearing, Glenn says it's clear that life evolves over time.
It doesn't mean it's less wondrous. And it doesn't mean that there can't be some power greater than any of us.
Glenn, a Presbyterian, said he views creation and evolution as complementary.
Not as being something that negates one or the other.
I'm Steve Coleman.
David Letterman ended 33 years of late-night TV with tributes to his co-workers and his family and a humble appreciation of all the praise he's been getting.
In light of all of this praise, merited or not, do me a favor, save a little for my funeral, all right?
Okay.
I'd appreciate it.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.